Welcome to Chip Chat, an interview series that connects you with technology experts around the issues that industry is focused on today. And now your host, Allison Klein.
Welcome to Chip Chat. My name's Allison Klein. Today we've got frequent Chip Chat guest and Intel rockstar Dylan Larson in the studio today.
It's good to be here.
And Dylan, other than being an Intel rockstar, what is your job at Intel?
Well, my job recently changed, actually. Before last week, I was actually driving all of our advanced technology initiatives, so security, virtualization, power management, high-performance I.O. We've talked about a couple of those topics. And most recently, I have moved to begin to manage our Xeon product line.
Okay, well, I'm going to talk to you about your old job and then challenge you a little bit on your new one. You recently wrote a blog about security comparing TXT with TXT plus RSA. Well, why don't you tell me what all those alphabet soup of technologies mean and why it's important in terms of data centers today?
Generally, what we've looked at from a security perspective is what we can do at the very low levels to optimize for performance and deliver a whole set of what we call trustworthiness to the platform. But I think where we're going is it's not just about that sort of baseline functionality. It's about how you integrate into the fabric of the data center, the way the data center is managed, how it works. And until you get to that position, I don't think you have the full solution for how customers are going to be able to take advantage of the technology. So we've been pushing really hard to look at how we can drive the industry and our technology to drive solutions orientation.
And when it comes to TXT, what actually does this technology do for those people who haven't listened to our program in the past and may not be know?
TXT is about establishing kind of a baseline of what we call trust at the platform. When it boots, it takes a measurement of the platform and hands that measurement off to the data center operator to be able to understand the level of assurance that that system has. Assurance is a security guy's word that says, this one I can trust effectively.
What is it looking at exactly?
At the very beginning of the boot of the system, it measures the firmware, it measures the bootloader, and it measures that sort of elements of the start of the virtualization monitor, the VMM. And once you have established that trust, you can be able to base all kinds of measurements off that. You can base your migration decisions off that. Anything that you want to do that affects the operational aspects of the data center.
And migrations really get to why this is important in cloud.
Absolutely. You're going to have workloads moving around all over your data center, and you're going to be in a position to say, do I want to move a workload to a particular system that may or may not have that same level of assurance that I do with a certain pool of my data center.
When you go out and talk to enterprises about TXT, about security, and when you talk to them about cloud, what are they thinking in terms of that trusted nature of moving a workload, not from one machine to another in their data center, but often to a public cloud provider?
The enterprise are saying, I want all of that efficiency, the economics of cloud. I want to be able to have that level of flexibility and agility in my business. But what their big fear is, what do I do? How do I meet my regulatory requirements? How do I meet compliance? How do I build this data center that meets the trust requirements of a certain set of workloads?
Now, we have something else called AES&I, which we probably should talk about more, but we don't. What is that, and how does that equate to the security challenge?
Yeah, AES&I is about accelerating the cryptographic process. We put a series of new instructions into our processors with Westmere Generation 5600, and we added the ability to do really complex combinatorial logic for mathematics to do essentially block encryption. So take a big chunk of data and encrypt it and then save it somewhere or ship it across the network or use it to project some type of credential. And the thing about AES&I is that it gives you ability to make a dramatic performance improvement across your AES workloads. AES is the Advanced Encryption Standard. It's been used in sort of most modern, especially North America and Europe, algorithms for the way security is managed in a data center context.
We recently had Pauline Nist on the program. She said that Oracle recently announced that they were able to encrypt databases at 80% faster speeds utilizing this technology. When you look at mission-critical workloads, how does something like TXT apply, and how do you see mission-critical workloads evolving in this broader cloud environment?
TXT and AES new instructions all kind of help to enhance that level of credibility, the level of assurance with the data that you have. And mission critical is all about maintaining access to the most important data and services that your business demands.
And when you look at that kind of capability, is there any cost in terms of performance to drive that? Or how do we make sure that we keep performance measurements up?
With TXT, it kind of establishes that baseline of trust and then gets out of the way. So it doesn't really have an impact on performance. With AES&I, it's all about saying, how do I choose those portions of the security workload that are taking the most processing power and then put the work in hardware so that it goes much, much faster. So in many ways, I think AES-9 is about removing that friction to being able to encrypt data. So it's the opposite. It's going to drive the more ability to do cryptographic process where you may not have done it before, because now you've effectively reduced that barrier.
What do you think we're going to be talking about a year from now on this program when it comes to the data center?
I think looking forward, it's going to be about agility and proving business value. So if we talk about the evolution of cloud computing, everybody's super excited about it because it does give you this ability to deliver a service very, very quickly. That part will be kind of addressed within the next, I don't know, maybe 6, 7, 8 months, right, where you're going to start to see everyone knows that they can establish a portal and build the right characteristics to try to moderate all of the underlying components to build a service really quickly. I think next we'll be saying, okay, how do we prove the value? How do we show that we're delivering on this enhanced service times? Mm-hmm. And then how do we get the payback and the value of all this architecture?
You're one of my favorite guests on the program. You get lots of accolades from our viewership. How can people connect with you if they want to talk to you further?
Well, they can come see my blog. I have a bunch of other blog ideas, and you know, follow me on Twitter.
Dylan, thank you very much for being on the program today. It's always a pleasure.
Thank you.
Visit ChipChat online at intel.com/design/chipchat.htm